church is about helping, equipping people with their gifts, what they are, and sending them out to help them discover their gift and then having them use that gift for that gift to be a blessing to them, to the other people, and even financial blessing. Because if you discover your gift that God has designed you for, do you know that everybody here has a gift? And unless you find it, you will never be happy. You know, there is a kind of an ecstasy comes when you find your gift and something you're good at. You begin to think about it. Let me give you an example. I love real estate, okay, and I love business. You don't have to make me go and do business. It's just natural. I love it. It's part of who I am. My gift is to be a business person. Now, my calling is to be a minister. But my natural gift is not to be a minister. It's to be a business person, to help people get jobs, to help people do work that they can't do themselves. And in the process, be blessed. Okay? So there is a calling and there is a gift. And God has given everybody here a gift. And if you begin to use that, God will begin to even bring financial blessings into your life through that gift. Amen. So what I want to talk to you today, that God wants us to raise stars, I want to kind of explain more what it's all about. Now, but before I do that, I want to talk about this vision that God showed us. We were sitting over here and we were praying. And what I saw was that God was standing right here. And there was few of us standing here. Like I saw myself stand here too. And what I saw was that God was kicking people out of church. I know, I got your attention. I can see that. You know how Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. I didn't understand that. I got it. No, seriously, I got it. You can see what your Father is doing, and you can do that, and you will be successful. That's how Jesus worked. Interesting thing, I saw some people standing here, and I saw Jesus was standing, and He was through us. Actually, through us, He was kicking people out. And that was new to me, because for a long time, we've been trying to gather people in churches. We've been trying to collect, make a collection, to fill every seat. So this revelation was so weird to me, because I was like, God, what is this? And first I didn't understand it, but during the week that revelation kept living in me. I kept seeing it. And God began to speak to me that He is not looking to collect people in churches so much. He's not looking to make people stars in churches. He's looking to make people stars in the world. Do you remember last week I said Britney shines in the world, doesn't matter what she does, right? People follow her. Sometimes she says the stupidest things. I mean, she just, paparazzi follow her around. And she just, you know, just blab something stupid. And she acts stupid sometimes too. But she's a star. And a lot of people are looking up to her. And you know what? We have our best stars in the kingdom of God collecting dust on themselves. They are sitting here in churches. Do you know our musicians are very good? But they're collecting dust in this church. How many of you know that our musicians are kind of stars in our church? Would you agree? Now, how many unbelievers know about our musicians? How many unbelievers will raise their hand and say, redefine their stars. They're cool. We want to follow them. Who? Man, those guys are awesome. How many unbelievers would say that about us? So really, you're not a star. I'm sorry. Now, let me give you an example. Let's say I wash dishes in my house. Because I wash dishes in the house, because I maintain, because I vacuum carpet, you know, because I work in a house, my house. I kind of feel like I'm a star. And I kind of feel like I'm the savior of the world. I kind of feel like, you know, I'm helping people around. But really, all I'm doing is maintaining my house. So listen to me, if you musicians or anybody here, if you come into church, and you're good at doing everything. And you are our stars, that's for sure. But unless people see you over there doing something outside of these doors, you're not a star in the kingdom of God. And what church needs to get, and what pastor needs to get, what everybody here needs to get, that our field is over there. Jesus said, go into all the world. Say go. It doesn't mean come. Jesus said, go into the world, get those people. And last week I said that your gift is your hook, right? When stars who are gifted, when they speak, even when they say stupid things, people are what? Listening. Why? Because their gift is their hook. People listen with people who have a gift that's good. So interesting thing is, guys, that people would listen to you over there, redefined. But you think you're supposed to be stars here. And you know what we have in church? We have in church people who are sitting and waiting, when is my turn to preach or sing? That's what we have a lot of people. We do. We have a lot of Christian people who are thinking, when is my turn? When is God going to raise me up to be in pastor's place? You know, I'm tired. I want to leave. I want to leave. I don't want to preach anymore. I don't want to preach. I get more joy. I've figured out this winter while I'm not working physically, I figured out that I'd rather be working and be with those guys and mentor them and minister to them and help them out than be here. I talked to Sister Paula, and she works at Keystone Rehab Center. And she said this week she led like two or three people to Christ. And she's like, I don't want to sing here. I don't want to do anything. I just want to come and receive and be blessed. I don't want to be a star here. I am already doing it over there. I think we've been getting it all wrong. In our church, we have so many people who are fruits, but they are over-ripened fruits to the point where they're going to go rotten. How many of you know that when people are overcooked in churches, they go bad? How many church problems and church conflicts arise because people fight for position? People fight for, what am I going to do? Instead of finding that joy from Monday to Saturday, you know what we do? We're waiting. We don't do anything during the week. We're waiting, when is my turn on Sunday? For me, it's so much better to be in the, during the week and minister to people and go to somebody's birthday party. I'm Christian. I love doing that. I get to meet all those people now. I love just going in and not so much trying to evangelize, but make somebody happy. Did you know that your presence makes somebody happy? If you go to somebody's house and maybe they don't have many friends, and you're just all about them, you serve, you become a servant. It tastes good. I love making people happy, not just for church. Because kind of before, you know, the mentality was you go help people and then bring them to church. Now it's all about, let's help people. Because devil beats people up. He possesses people. And they live a horrible life. And we're all about, it's comfortable here. And we even feel inspired here. What I told one of our leaders today, I said, we're going to cut all of our leadership meetings. Because we just talk, blah, 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 blah. That's all we do. We talk. We don't do anything. And everybody here will have to be responsible for doing something on their own. Why should Pastor Alex think about what everybody should be doing and then impose it on them? And then nobody wants to do it, so you try to do more leadership meetings. And then people are just tired of the leadership meeting. People want to go do something. You have a gift. You are a very creative person. God has designed you to accomplish something in this universe. He has designed you for a purpose, for something in this world. You got to find it. You got to stop making me try to find it, or some few people. Besides, we're not good at finding you. A lot of times we'll mess it up. A lot of times we'll tell you what you want to hear. Oh, God is going to bless you. And it's not what God is telling you. Oh, Jesus. God wants to kick people out of the church. And I'm going to show you today how He wants to do it. God wants to kick you out of the church today. And for many years, I was afraid of that. But I'm not. I'm not afraid. God wants you to go and reach the nations. That's what He wants to do. He wants you to go and reach the nations for Jesus Christ. How many of you getting this? Hallelujah. Now, let's talk about some practical things. Last week I said that only 4% of young people are attending church. And that's between 16 and 20 years old. 4%. That's a very low number. And then I said last week that everybody who is saved, 85% of people who are saved were saved before they were 18 years old. Right? So that means a lot of you guys, before you were 18 years old, that's when you were saved. So we got to shift our focus. Not about how good our band is and how good Pastor Alex could speak. but about how can we help people out there. I want to ask you an honest question, and I don't want you to answer it quickly. I want to ask you, do we want to have a cool church or a church that reaches out to the unchurched? There's a difference. Because what I found out, that a lot of us, the reason we came out from different religious churches, a lot of us pastors, we say, we want to reach out. That's why we're starting this church. But guess what? We didn't want to reach out. All we wanted to do, we wanted to have a cool church where we can just be casual, where we can have great music, loud music. That's all we wanted. So we want to be honest today. Everybody has to be honest with themselves. What kind of church do we want? Do we want a church of two lesbians sitting over there? A homosexual sitting over there? Because that's reaching the unreached. That's not having a cool church. A lot of people, when they find out that we deal with those people here in this church, they're like, oh my goodness, this is freaky. This is like new. But that's who are the people who God came to save. Do we want to reach people who are just stinking? They come here from the streets? Or do we want to have, you know, nice kind of a family atmosphere type church where, you know, what are we about in this church? What are you about? See, if you're about having a cool church, then this is it. But if we're about reaching the unchurched or lost, then we must be prepared first to go out and then prepare for whole kinds of problems. You're going to have to be prepared, listen, to go to the hospital when some girl that you've been ministering to or reaching out to have cut herself, cut her hands and throat and is in a trauma. You're going to have to minister to people who are, and they say, I'm dying, that's it. I'm going to take a whole bunch of pills. Or people who are just trying to commit suicide or something. That's who you're going to have to minister to. But see, if we have a mentality that it's all about church, then we don't care about those problems. We care about having this good Sunday service. I want to tell you something. Unbelievers don't care about our music. Nobody cares how perfect our service is. They care about if they can find a place here. Can they connect here? If you are not a doctor, and let's say you got invited to a doctor's conference, would you go? Probably to the first one. But how many of you would go there every Sunday to the doctor's conference? It'd be boring, right? Number one, you wouldn't connect with the doctors because they're different types of people. They're talking about their medicine and all those things. I just want to talk about life or a TV show. And here they're talking about how to heal this sickness, how to do this surgery. And have you heard about this latest this and that? And you're like, why wouldn't it be interesting to us? Because we're not practicing yet during the week. Right? Let's say if you are a doctor and you're practicing this, then if you would come to the conference, you'd be excited because I can learn something new from somebody else, and then I can go again and do my job. But then when we are not practicing during the week, Sunday has become so boring. And for me, it became so routine where I want to puke. No, I'm serious. Sometimes I just feel so bad, and Sunday comes and it's so routine to the point where I started going out, just try to look for opportunities to just talk to people, be with people. Oh my goodness. I hope you can receive the spirit of this today. What God is trying to say. God is trying to kick people out of the church. With the church mind. With the church mentality. With the church doing things. With the religiosity. Musicians, God wants you to touch people over there. Be in schools. Be around those clubs and everything. Making stars. Meaning every one of you has responsibility not only for yourself, but for your neighbor. If we're doing it, we're doing it together. If we're not doing it, I'm not doing it. I saw God having like a big bag, potato sack bag, and it was upside down. But it was full, and he was holding the bottom of it. And I was like, Lord, what is this? And the Lord spoke to me, said, there's many blessings that you've been sowing for, believing for. They're held up. And as you start going and seeking kingdom of God, that's when those blessings are going to start falling out because he's going to release his hand. Guys, don't expect in the state we are in, let's not expect a lot. It's just going to be what people who work hard get. But if you want supernatural blessing from God, if you want the windows of heaven to open, God must open His hand. But God cannot open His hand until we begin to seek Him and His interest in this city, in His ways in this city. And there's so many people that you connect with, you know, or around you that need you. Let me give you a practical example. What I found out, that a person who has money cannot so much minister to the person who doesn't have money. Because sometimes people who don't have money act differently than people who do have money. And sometimes people who don't have money are intimidated by the people who do. So let's say people see you drive your Mercedes and they're driving a beat up, you know, Volkswagen with rusted fenders and bumpers. And you start preaching to them about God or talking to them, you probably will not connect. And it took me a while to understand. I'm like, Lord, how come it's so hard for me? And the Lord said to me this week, He said, your gift is your hook. So if you're a business person, the luck you're going to have is with other business people or top-minded people. You see, so it takes a gift and it takes even your age too, to connect with other people. Now, number two, mothers, since we're focusing our church on kids and the youth, mothers, you have an important role. Well, mothers, you have children, and mothers connect usually with other mothers. People who work at certain jobs or careers, they connect with those people because they have something in common. I went to a restaurant, and I so wanted to speak to them somehow about God, but the person just didn't want to talk to me. And I tried to act humble, but just people just see it. There's different places, different categories of people. And God has given you a gift to reach a certain category. If I want to reach the unlost, guess what I have to do sometimes? I have to dress like them. I have to dress like them a little bit. Why? Because they feel intimidated with me. I have to put my bad jacket on and I don't know, get a bicycle, take my dad's moped and start going in the summer. You see what I mean? A lot of times we just cannot reach those people because we're so far ahead of them and we need to go down to them. Notice that God didn't reach people from the top. He went down and became like one of us to reach some of us. And Paul says, I have to become like what? In the state that Paul was in, he could not reach Gentiles. He says, for Gentiles, I became like a Gentile. Now, some people will take it to extreme. And usually those people who don't know God will take it to extreme. So they will begin, okay, so my friend, people I want to reach are tattooed, and they are riding motorcycles, and they drink, and so I have to become like them. You know those people. Some people just, they don't know God. You don't have to become like them to reach them in that sense. You don't have to put thousands of piercings on every part of your body to reach those type of people. You can just love them. Hallelujah. But mothers usually will reach other mothers with children. Businessmen will usually reach business people. See, God has given each one of us a place of dominion. God has given you a place where you domain, where you rule. And that's the place you have to take advantage of. God says, go into all the world. We got to stop making this place a star position. I hope there's people here who are not waiting to come and be ministered. I don't know how it started in this church. But we gotta make this place just a maintenance of people. I don't want to count those people stars anymore. If they're not reaching to people outside, they're not stars here. And if we have to go with piano or without music, it's fine. We'll just come out, bring sandwiches and start eating together or something. I don't know. And fellowshipping. I don't care. Because I'm tired of the church, this church as usual. And especially God is tired. God was standing right here and was kicking people out. And I'm going to show you the example how He was kicking people out. I want four people, two guys and two girls, who are really humble. Come on. It's not going to hurt. It's not going to embarrass you. All right. I saw God do this. Andre, please come first. Andre is resisting. Okay, you're resisting. He's resisting because he likes the stage. I mean, he's natural. And Andre is good here, but he's useless for God in the kingdom. Because Andre's being good here doesn't bring people to Christ. And if Andre is not bringing many to righteousness, he's not shining. And if he's not shining in God's eyes, he shouldn't be shining in our eyes. We can only handle those who shine in God's eyes. This is what I saw. I was sitting right here. I saw God do this. And people resisted. But then God bended them a little bit. Go bend forward. And he went, go. Go outside and say, I'm coming, world. No, go outside, open the door and say, I'm coming, world. All right. No, I'm serious. Connor, I want you to run outside and say, world, I'm coming. I'm your savior. In Jesus' name. Okay, you resist. He resists. He resists. But then God bends his neck a little bit and goes like, go to the world. Run. Okay, girls, Tanya, come and do that to the girls. I'm not going to touch nobody's. See, she resists. She likes it here. Go. Come on, give her a hand. Come on. Jenna's really resistant. She loves it in the church. She hates change. Jenna, come back. Slow down. Come back. Come back. She ran a little bit, but then she came back. Come on. Yeah, she came back because she likes it here. She works here, you know, and God still does. Well, if you don't go, you will. Go. And then come back and bring us harvest. Go shout to the world. I'm coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then come back here. And then come back here. All right, come on. Come back, guys. Hallelujah. Look at it. They're having fun in the world. They don't want to come back. The nets are too heavy. Maybe you need to go and help them, huh? Maybe you need to be kicked out too. But that's what I saw God do. I saw God kicking people out of the churches. In the New Testament, do you remember when the first church was assembled, Apostles' Church? God sent great persecution. Do you remember that? And he scattered them, Bible says. And they went and started preaching in Rome, in Corinth, everywhere. Guys, why should we wait for persecution? Why can't we just go and reach out and win people? And listen, as pastors, we don't need to be afraid that people won't come back. Because birds of the feather flock together. When people get to know God, when people's problems are being solved, they will want to know, where is this source of hope that's in you? Where is this joy that's in you? Where is this purpose coming from? And guess who, where are you going to bring him? You're going to bring him to other people of God. This is what's happening in this church. There's a shift going on in the church right now. Because we're going to be effective church or nothing at all. Or we're going to go and go to other churches. We're going to be effective church or nothing at all. And effectiveness means we're going to go and everyone. And I'm so proud of Julia and Christina and other people who are just like doing church unusual. They're trying to help people. They're trying to have a place for people where they would not get in trouble and not go to jail, but actually have clean fun and have good friendships. I heard they have so much fun in that little group they call Flames, right? Friends, laughing, and making everyone smile. Flames. And what they're doing is, Yula, how old are you? She's 15. Christina? 14. And they're bringing people their age into their house. And maybe some of those people will go from them and start their own. And just bring a whole bunch of friends and love God and pray for one another. And just, I don't know, go do something. Go play, I don't know, whatever God tells you to do, whatever your gift is. We have artists here. We have musicians here. We have people who love to serve other people. That's what we have here. And we got to stop trying to give them all place over here. There's no place here. You know who was hanging out in Jesus' day? You know who was hanging out around temple? Pharisees. Jesus went out to the people. Notice Jesus didn't try to get a position in the church. I want to lose my church position. I'm serious. I want you to lose your church position. We do here because it's part. We maintain this house. But guess what? Our work is over there. If I'm not doing any work there, this Sunday is boring for me. Wouldn't you agree? But when I'm doing work over there, I want to come and I want to learn more. How can I be more effective? I want to come and I want to share what God is doing. I'm going to read this and we're going to go into the world and throw our nets in there. It says this: how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach without, unless they are sent? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? Guess what God is doing today? He's sending you. Guys, you're going to have so much fun. Because church gets boring over here. It gets so boring. This week, I went to community colleges and I said, I want to speak on business here. And I want to help people. I went to job services and I said, I want to come for free and speak. I want to help. Not Christian. I just want to help. But when I come, I bring Christ. I am Christ. Because no longer I live, but Christ that lives within me. So I don't bring myself. I died to myself. That's at least how it should be. So it's not arrogant to say that. Your job is where you can bring Christ. Well, I got some issues. Start bringing Christ. Start bringing His kingdom. Those issues, God will have to. You will have to get them because there's urgency now. People are looking at you. You're influencing. So if you're influencing other people, you don't want to be called hypocrite. Young students, you need to reach out to people. If you see somebody, I seen a commercial on TV. How many of you seen this? A new girl comes and can I sit here? And they're like, no, you know, and they all leave and there's a girl comes and she sits down and talks. Why do the world have to do that? That's church 101. When I look at that commercial, I was like, and we're church people, we have our own table. And if somebody comes to our table, we're going to leave because A, who she thinks she is? She's the new girl, you know? God doesn't want that. So students, you have a great opportunity. If you see somebody kind of being new or lonely or rejected, God wants you to go and make that person your friend. And influence that person somehow. But first, just be a friend. We're not going to play church longer, any longer. The good music? Honestly, sorry, you guys are good. That's true. But unless that music is bringing excitement of new souls, that music becomes just banging in my ears. Christ came. He loved the world. That's why He gave His own life for those people. We're going to repent today. And what are we going to repent for? Do you remember when Job, when he got sick and God allowed the devil to strike him, his body, he started complaining and started, you know, saying, God, what's going on? And then when he had an encounter with God, he understood that he was wrong in many places. He understood that he didn't really know God. He realized that he misunderstood God. And guess what Job did? Although he was afflicted, guess what he did? He said this, I have heard of you by hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Job says, I knew about you, but now I know you in a different light. I knew that I was supposed to be in church like this, but now I know differently. I knew that I was supposed to, and I thought I was just a number here. That's far from it, people. Everybody here is a pastor. Everybody here should come and say, you know, look what God is doing. But Job, when he realized that how he misunderstood God, he repented and say, I hate myself, in another translation. We need to say that because honestly, my preaching has become hateful to me. And I know a pastor's hating his own sermons. I mean, something's wrong. Honestly, guys, I came to that point already. I got tired of the church just coming and playing. And I had more fun outside. When you go today and love people, and when you go and serve people, when you go and help people, you're going to have so much fun. Because it's better to give than to receive. God is waiting for you. Another thing I got from God was that he had prepared in this church the harvesters. You know how Jesus said, pray that God would send out the laborers? He said, I prepared the laborers, you've been holding them. God has trained some people here who are ready, who are ripe in fruit. God wants to kick you out and be effective. Whatever he sends you, whatever he leads you. And if you have been like some of these guys, they were resisting. Did you see? Some of us have been resisting for years. We've been waiting. When we get big, that's when we'll reach to the world. God is looking for each one to reach one. And that's why this plus one thing is so important. When we pray for one person a month. I've been praying for my guy, and I have a heart for him now. I don't know if you feel it. It's like I'm connected with him somehow. When I've been praying for that person, I feel like God has been building a connection, like a rope between me and him. When Job realized that he didn't know God like God is, he started repenting. And guess what God did? And then God restored everything to Job twice. He had double donkeys, double camels, double everything. That's how blessed he was. I need to repent before you for leading you in the wrong way. Leading you to be a church star instead of leading you to be a God star.